We must go forward based on truth. We cannot both embrace the big lie and embrace the Constitution.
Well, that was Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney speaking to reporters today after House Republicans voted to remove her as the party's conference chair. Cheney's turned into a lightning rod for criticism from fellow Republicans after voting to impeach former President Trump and publicly speaking out against him. Today's decision done by voice, so there's no record of how individual lawmakers voted. And NewsNation correspondent Joe Khalil is in Washington tonight with more. And Joe, a big change from February when Cheney easily won a similar challenge to her leadership position.
Yeah, that's right, Nicole. Totally different. And again, as you mentioned today, very quick. That vote in February was hours. This incredibly quick voice vote, and they got it done. I was surprised at some of the reaction we got from Republicans today. A lot of them said that they still support her as a person, but they felt that it was time to move on because they said she was continuing to harp on, President Trump's false claims about the election, and that that's not a winning message for Republicans moving forward. But make no mistake, today, Congresswoman Liz Cheney said that she's not going to be backing down, and she's going to continue to call out former President Trump whenever he makes any sort of claim about the election.
Hi, everybody.
Moments after colleagues voted her out of party leadership, Liz Cheney again lashed out at Donald Trump, the same criticism that cost her the job.
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office.
Now, Cheney hopes to chart a new course for Republicans.
The nation needs a party that is based upon fundamental principles of conservatism. And I am committed and dedicated to ensuring that's how this party goes forward.
According to Republicans inside the meeting, there were no speeches or comments, just a quick voice vote, where a majority of the room made clear they supported removing Cheney.
She represents the conference, and the vast majority of the conference do not feel the same way she does anymore.
Many Republicans tell us they support Liz Cheney as a person. One confirming to News Nation, Cheney got a standing ovation after the vote from the same people who, moments before, voted her out.
Well, I'm happy to have the House and Senate leadership here.
Fresh off a meeting with President Biden, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who led the vote to oust Cheney, said this.
But I don't think anybody is questioning the legitimacy of the presidential election. I think that is all over with.
One person who continues to question the legitimacy of the election, former President Trump. Tuesday, he called the November vote rigged and stolen. In the wake of today's move, Trump wrote, quote, Liz Cheney is a bitter, horrible human being who is, quote, bad for the Republican Party.
A Republican, as we mentioned, move fast to get rid of Liz Cheney today. They're also moving fast to replace her. There's already a vote set on Friday, another conference meeting where they will ultimately decide who is going to take her place as party conference chair. Nicole.
All right, Joe Khalil, live tonight in Washington. Thank you. And a note for viewers, we are looking at the future of the GOP at the bottom of the hour. I'll talk live with a Republican strategist about Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, Cheney's likely replacement, along with what's next for Congresswoman Cheney.